Huckabee, Arab nations have clarity on Hamas that UK, France, Canada don't. By Ian Hanchett on July 31, 2025. On Thursday's broadcast of News Nations on Balance, United States Ambassador to Israel Mike Huckabee said that he's glad that Arab nations like Saudi Arabia, Qatar, and the UAE had the moral clarity to call on Hamas to surrender and release the hostages and said, "I just wish the Europeans and some of the other nations that are supposed to be highly developed, highly civilized would have picked the side of the civilized people and not the uncivilized savages who massacred people on October 7, instead of choosing Hamas over Israel." Huckabee said, "One thing, I think it's interesting. It's the European nations and Canada and other Western civilized nations who are pushing Israel harder than they're pushing Hamas, and it's fascinating that this week, it was the Saudis, the Qataris, and the Emiratis who said to Hamas, 'Lay down your weapons, let the hostages go.' My gosh, think about what a contrast that is." Host Leland Viterte then asked, "UK, France, and Canada have said that they will recognize a Palestinian state in September and basically abandon Israel. Is it fair to say that those three countries have chosen Hamas over Israel?" Huckabee answered, "That's a very fair statement. It sounds harsh. But how else can you interpret it?" Later, Huckabee added, "President Trump, today, spoke with clarity, with moral clarity. And he called out the bad guys for who they are. He identified Hamas as the bad guys. And that's something that we needed. Thankfully, you had other Arab nations who are doing the same thing. And I'm grateful for the clarity that they exhibited this week. I just wish the Europeans and some of the other nations that are supposed to be highly developed, highly civilized would have picked the side of the civilized people and not the uncivilized savages who massacred people on October 7, including raping women in front of their children and lighting grandmothers alive in their wheelchairs on fire in front of their families." Follow Ian Hanchett on Twitter at Ian Hanchett.